Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Representative Fitzgerald and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, thank you for our leaders. Right now, we pray for leadership guidance. Let every leader not pursue their own interests, but to look at the interests of others. We pray that you help our leaders to identify the needs of your people through divine wisdom and understanding. Lord, help them not to be ineffective leaders, but to act for the betterment of your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The clerk will take the roll.
I think I've got enough juice to make it through.
Mr. Speaker, 96 members are present. Representatives Whiteman Pena, Durham, Weatherwax, and Fleming are excused.
The quorum is present and the House is ready for business. Are there any introductions? Representative Schillinger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Jenna Taylor, can you believe this week is almost over? Thank you for all your hard work, and I would just ask the members of this body to give them a big thank you for the time they've spent with us this week.
Thank you, Pages. Representative Dooling.
Mr. Speaker, I stand on a point of personal privilege.
So ordered.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House, today is a very, very special day. Please join me in wishing a happy 40th birthday to the representative from Fort Benton and my chair and egg.
Happy birthday, Representative. Representative Sheeta.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
Members of the House of Representatives, the 67th Legislature, if you don't know by now, you will certainly soon know that there are people that cross your paths in this body that will become lifelong friends. One of them is joining us today, a man with a wicked sense of humor, with a lot of great stories, and who was in the 2015 and 2017 sessions for me the heart of the Republican Party, former representative from Sydney, Mr. Scott Stephenson.
Welcome back, Representative. Representative Mitchell.
Mr. Chair, I request to be off the record now of the journal for the purpose of an announcement.
So ordered.
Mr. Chair, members, tens of thousands of National Guardsmen were deployed to Washington, D.C. to provide security during the inauguration. Many of those National Guardsmen were from right here in Montana. As most of you have likely seen in the news, many of these incredible servicemen and women were banished to a floor in of a parking garage and treated like third-class citizens and left with only one bathroom. As Americans, we should be ashamed, but fortunately, there were patriots like United States Congressman Madison Cawthorn, who took the time out of his day and brought them pizza, offered up his office for many of them to sleep in. I would like to thank him for his kindness and respect he showed for Montana service members and others around the United States.
Representative Frazier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
I would like to introduce my good friends up here, Aaron Metters and Kathy Clark, two really good friends of mine that I work with at the prison, showing up here and supporting us and helping us out what we do. So thank you.
Welcome to the house. Representative Whitman.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
I'd like to have the House join me in welcoming my family today, my daughter Kim Whitman and my husband Mike Whitman, a Montana veteran.
Welcome to the House. Representative Cashmire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record and out of the journal for a purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
I got my young son, Banks, here today, making sure I don't mess up on my birthday.
Welcome to the House. Order of business number one, communications and petitions.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order of business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Agriculture, recommend that House Bills 93, 94, and 142 do pass, signed Representative Joshua Kazmaier, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Appropriations, recommend that House Bills 13 and 55 do pass as amended, signed Representative Lou Jones, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, recommend that House Bill 163 do pass, signed Representative Ross Fitzgerald, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Human Services, recommend that House Bill 137 do pass, signed Representative Dennis Lenz, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Judiciary, recommend that House Bills 171 do pass, 113, 167 do pass as amended. Signed, Representative Barry Usher, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on State Administration, recommend that House Bill 31 do pass as amended and 75 do pass as amended. Signed, Representative Wendy McCamey, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Taxation, recommend that House Bill 154 do pass. Signed, Representative Becky Baird, Chair. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number three, reports of select committees.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number four, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the Senate to inform the House of Representatives that the following Senate bills and Senate joint resolutions were on this day read through several times and passed, title and history agreed to, and are herewith transmitted to the House for concurrence. Senate Bill 6, Conower; 14, Ellis; 26, Gillespie; 27, Gillespie; 30, Blaisdell; 70, Fitzpatrick. Sincerely, Marilyn Miller, Secretary of the Senate. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number five, messages from the Governor.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number six, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Bills 216 through 220 are introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. All are posted. Mr. Speaker, Senate Bills 6, 14, 26, 27, 30, and 70 have been read first time and referred to committee. All are posted. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number seven, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into a committee of the whole for consideration of business on second reading.
All those in favor say aye. All opposed, no. The ayes have it. I appoint Representative Zolnikoff, Chair of the Committee of the Whole, for the day.
Members of the committee will please be in order. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 22. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill 22, introduced by Garner, a bill for an act entitled, An Act Allowing the Acceptance of In-Kind Services or Materials in Exchange for Utilities Easements on State Lands Used for Armories or Other Military Facilities, amending section and providing an immediate effective date. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Garner?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 22, that it recommend the same do pass, Madam Chair.
Representative Garner.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the body. House Bill 22 is brought to us from the Department of Military Affairs. This is because of a situation that we've had in Kalispell, may be used in some select other areas in the state. The title pretty much says it. It allows them to receive in-kind services for providing an easement. The armory was annexed into the city of Kalispell. The city asked them to provide an easement, and for that purpose, they decided that it would be that they would maintain that utility, the city would, if the National Guard gave them an easement. So the judge advocate believes this bill is necessary so that we can make that transaction work. They think it is to their benefit. They have a temporary agreement with the city now, but in our infinite wisdom, we have made it necessary for us to pass a bill for us to be able to do this. They are asking for our help. The committee tightened it down a little bit to make sure that it was specific to utilities. That's a friendly amendment, and I would urge you to pass.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? Seeing no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor is waived. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Garner that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 22, it is recommended that the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representatives Durham, Sullivan, and Whiteman-Pena have voted aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 100 representatives have voted aye.
House Bill 22 has passed the second reading. And for all of our online members, please remember to log in on Zoom and virtual vote console with the RS. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 26. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill 26, introduced by Funk, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising School Laws to Simplify the Definition of Pupil and Ensure that Older Students Admitted at the Discretion of Trustees Are Considered Pupils, Relocating and Clarifying the Prohibition on Pupils 19 Years of Age or Older Being Included in A and B Calculations, Amending Sections, and Providing an Immediate Effective Date. Madam Chair.
Representative, what is your pleasure, Representative Funk?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 26, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Funk.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the whole. For years, Legislative Services and the Education Interim Committee have been trying to find a way to simplify, to clarify the definition of pupil. And just as the title of this bill says, that is exactly what HB 26 does. Nothing more, nothing less. If you look on page 3, that paragraph, it looks like there was a lot of messing around with that, but actually all it does is to make sure that the references to A and B were where they belong, and that the references to when a trustee, a board of trustees may admit a student were where they belong. So all that it does is clarify and define the definition of pupil. If you look on page 7, you will see that is where the prohibition of giving A and B to students 19 or older is now written, just so that it's clear this does not give A and B to 19-year-old students. This just clarifies the definition of pupil, because in all other, wherever other school laws are placed, they always say pupil, so we just want to make sure that every student pupil that is in our public school systems has the same protections under school laws, like discipline and things like that. Thank you.
Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor waves off. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Funk that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 26, it is recommended that the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representatives Durham, Sullivan, and Whiteman-Pena have voted aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 95 representatives have voted aye, 4 have voted no.
House Bill 26 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 32. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill 32, introduced by Vinton, a bill for an act entitled An Act Eliminating the Implementation of Ending Fund Balance Limits, Repealing Section, and Providing an Immediate Effective Date. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Vinton?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 32, that it recommend the same do pass. Madam Chair.
Representative Vinton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I heard that there was some kind of contest for shortest bill, so I thought I'd jump in. House Bill 32 repeals the ending fund balance limits for school district funds. A relic of SB 329 back in 2011, 20-9-323 of the MCA was made when the Bakken and boom was going on, when some lucky school districts had lots of oil and gas monies coming in. The statute seems to say that those districts can't sock too much money away, but the exceptions make the proposed limits meaningless. Other laws since 2011 have been enacted which provide schools with flexibility to reallocate those funds. 20-9-323 has never had an effective date. It was set to go into effect during the current fiscal year, and as you can see, there is no fiscal note attached to this bill. Please vote yes.
Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close?
Madam Chair, it's for the kids.
The question now arises on the motion of Representative Vinton that when committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 32, it recommend that the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representatives Durham, Sullivan, and Whiteman-Pena have voted aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 32 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 153. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill 153, introduced by Fitzgerald, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Professional Liability Insurance Requirements for Real Estate Licensees, Limiting Some Requirements to Real Estate Brokers or Salespersons with Active Licenses, and Amending Section. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Fitzgerald?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 153, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This is just a little bit of a correction cleanup bill from last session where we overlooked a particular segment of the real estate world. In 2019, the legislature passed a bill requiring real estate brokers and salespersons to have errors and omissions insurance. We need to make a small clarification to that statute. The intention of the law was that the insurance requirement would only be for real estate agents whose license is on active status. If our license was on active status, it means you are practicing real estate and could potentially do something that leads to an insurance claim. So it made sense to have that insurance. However, the language in the 2019 bill was written broadly enough to mean that the insurance requirement also applies to real estate agents who have placed their licenses on inactive status. If a real estate is on inactive status, it means you cannot practice real estate. If you are inactive, you aren't going to do something that leads to an insurance claim, and you shouldn't be required to have E&O insurance. All this bill, House Bill 153, does is clarify that only real estate agents with active licenses will be required to have insurance. That was what our intention was in 2019, and this makes Montana consistent with every other state around us as far as E&O insurance requirements. Madam Chair.
Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor is waived off. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Fitzgerald that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 153, it recommend that the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representatives Durham, Sullivan, Whiteman, Pena, and Weatherwax have voted aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 153 is passed second reading. The Chair recognizes Majority Leader Vinton.
Madam Chair, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of Majority Leader Vinton. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, recommend as follows.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion to adopt the committee report. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 92 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
The committee report has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Zolnikoff. Order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 34, introduced by Smith, a bill for an act entitled Revised Statutes to Reflect Federal Recognition of Little Shell Tribe.
House Bill 34, having been read three several times, question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 94 representatives have voted aye. 0 have voted no.
House Bill 34 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 53, introduced by Hamilton, a bill for an act entitled Revised Partnership Audit Provisions.
House Bill 53, having been read three several times, the question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 95 representatives have voted aye. 0 have voted no.
House Bill 53 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 71, introduced by Garner, a bill for an act entitled Revise Campaign Financing Reporting Dates for Municipal Elections.
House Bill 71, having been read three several times, the question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 90 representatives have voted aye. 5 have voted no.
House Bill 71 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 97, introduced by McCamey, a bill for an act entitled Revised Ethics Laws Regarding Application to Boards and Commissions.
House Bill 97, having read three several times, the question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 88 representatives have voted aye. 5 have voted no.
House Bill 97 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 100, introduced by Hayman, a bill for an act entitled Revised Community College Audit Requirements.
House Bill 100, having been read three several times, the question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 95 representatives have voted aye. 0 have voted no.
House Bill 100 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 108, introduced by Logie, a bill for an act entitled Revised Trespass Laws Regarding Permission for Hunting.
House Bill 108, having been read three several times, the question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 79 representatives voted aye. 15 have voted no.
House Bill 108 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 133, introduced by Anderson, a bill for an act entitled An Act for Anti-Littering Signs Paid for by Donations.
House Bill 133, having been read three several times, the question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 87 representatives have voted aye. 8 have voted no.
House Bill 133 has passed the House.
That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 9, motions. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move to re-refer House Bill 208, establishing requirements related to mental health services for birth mothers, from Judiciary Committee to the Human Services Committee. Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, so ordered. Order business number 10, unfinished business.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the following undersigned names be added as sponsors to House Bill 5. Signed, Representative Lou Jones, sponsor. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 11, special orders of the day.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 12, announcement of committee meetings. Representative Cheetah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I apologize for not catching this in the first order of business, but I'd like to be off the record now of the journal for an announcement, please.
So ordered.
In everyone's mailbox, there is a proclamation issued by outgoing President Donald Trump declaring today National Sanctity of Human Life Day. And the first part of it, I think, says it all. Every human life is a gift to the world, whether born or unborn, young or old, healthy or sick. Every person is made in the holy image of God, and I think it's worthwhile to acknowledge that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Hopkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section F, Monday, 10 a.m., room 317B.
Representative Gunderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Natural Resources will not meet today, but they will meet Monday.
Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Appropriations will not meet Monday. Our room got taken for another purpose, so we will meet Tuesday afternoon.
Representative Lenz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Human Services does not meet today. Does not meet today.
Representative Holman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section C, Monday morning, 9 o'clock, room 317C, beginning work on DEQ.
Representative Matt Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section B, Monday morning, 8 o'clock, room 102.
Representative Bartel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I just lost it.
Mr. Speaker, Section A will meet Monday at 9 o'clock.
Representative Logie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No Transportation Committee meeting today.
Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section D, 9 a.m. Monday morning, room 317A.
Representative McCamey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Administration will not be meeting on Monday. We'll meet Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the morning in room 455. There will be four bills.
Representative Beatty.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section E meets at 9 o'clock on Monday to continue budget hearings in the higher education realm. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Skies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Energy will not meet this afternoon. Have a nice weekend.
Representative Beard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Taxation Committee meets Tuesday, January 26, 8:30 a.m. Three bills and an LFD revenue update. See you then.
Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Business and Labor will not meet Monday.
Representative Usher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary, room 137, 8 a.m. Monday. And can I be off the record and out of the journal for something further on that?
So ordered.
I just wanted to let everybody know that Human Services and Judiciary are always arguing who has more bills. And I want to let everybody know they just took one from our committee. So,
thank you, Representative. Representative Burgley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No House Education today. Next meeting will be Monday, 3 o'clock, three bills.
And a couple little house cleaning things before we get finish up for the day. We're looking at taking at least the next two, maybe three Saturdays off. That is going to mess the transmittal a little bit, so I wouldn't be booking any airplane tickets to Arizona yet. And Thursday evening, January 28th, will be the State of the State address in the House chamber. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn and reconvene Monday, the 16th, legislative day at 1 p.m.
You have heard the motion, Majority Leader Vinton. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House will reconvene at 1 p.m. on Monday, January 25th. The House is adjourned.